The U.S. dollar remains firm heading into the North American session, underpinned by elevated treasury yields and persistent geopolitical uncertainty surrounding the U.S.-Iran conflict. While markets initially found some relief after President Trump said he would delay planned military action against Iran to allow space for negotiations, investors remain cautious amid ongoing concerns around energy supply disruption and the broader inflationary implications of elevated oil prices. U.S. equity futures are modestly lower after a mixed Asian and European session, with markets continuing to grapple with the prospect of higher for longer global interest rates. Rates markets remain a key macro driver, with traders increasingly repricing the possibility that the Federal Reserve may need to maintain a tighter policy stance if higher energy costs feed through into broader inflation. Fed pricing now reflects a growing probability of an additional 25 basis point hike by year end, while the U.S. 10-year yield remains elevated near recent highs. That backdrop continues to support the dollar broadly, particularly against lower yielding and commodity-linked currencies. And FX dollar yen remains firmly in focus after extending gains for a seventh consecutive session and now through 159, despite stronger than expected Japanese Q1 GDP data. Japan's economy expanded above expectations on both a quarterly and annualized basis, supported by resilient consumption and exports, though the data failed to materially alter the policy outlook for the Bank of Japan. Intervention rhetoric from Japanese officials has intensified once again, reinforcing market sensitivity around the 160 threshold. The Australian dollar underperformed following the release of RBA minutes, which showed policymakers growing increasingly concerned about inflation risks stemming from the Middle East conflict and higher fuel prices. While the board broadly supported last month's rate hike, the minutes reinforced a cautious but hawkish tone from the central bank. Meanwhile, euro-dollar remains under modest pressure amid concerns around Europe's energy vulnerability, though hawkish ECB rhetoric continues to provide some support underneath the single currency. Sterling is also softer into the North American Open following weaker UK labor market data and renewed domestic political uncertainty. UK unemployment unexpectedly ticked higher to 5%, while broader labor market indicators pointed to some moderation under underlying momentum. Elsewhere, gold prices remain under pressure as rising yields and tighter policy expectations offset traditional safe haven demand linked to geopolitical tensions. Looking ahead, the main focus in North America turns to Canada CPI, which could prove especially important for Bank of Canada pricing after the recent rebound in energy prices. Markets will also continue to monitor any developments surrounding the Middle East conflict, particularly headlines tied to the Strait of Hormuz and broader energy supply risks, alongside ongoing Fed repricing and Treasury market moves into the U.S. session. That's all for now.